How would a Christian show grace to non-believers who are living non-biblical lifestyles without compromising their convictions? All right, now that's more of a Christian question coming from a Christian saying, I want to know how to deal with those that are non-Christians. And so I'm hesitant to even award the answer. I mean, by giving an answer, not award, but giving an answer, because I want this to be for the... But maybe it is... If I'm a Christian, I want to show grace to non-believers without compromising their convictions. Oh, this is all I do. What I do is I'd be saying, you know what? I totally will disagree with your direction and belief and how you live your life. But you know what? I'm not the judge of your life. I'm going to tell you that goes against what I believe and my convictions. But so I'm not going to try to compromise to be close to you, but I want to be your friend, and I will be your friend, because that's not an issue whether you've got to live the way I believe that you ought to live in order to be my friend. My brother is a great illustration. My brother, I don't think I've told his story here, have I? I don't think I told him. My brother, 2 years older, my only sibling, boy, he was a hell raiser. Oh, my gosh. And we did not come up in a real Christian family, religious and Protestant, but not Christian. And I took the moralistic route. He took the immoral route, and he did a lot of bad stuff, put it that way. And he had no interest in Christian. They just said, no. So I was trying to help him. So I'd go to him, and I'd say, his name was Barry, and I'd say, Barry, let me kind of explain this and show you this. And I could tell he was like, you know. So finally, after enough watching him go, no, 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 I said to him one day, I said, you don't want me to talk to you, do you, about religion, Jesus, Bible? You don't want any of that, do you? He said, nope. And I said, well, you're not going to ever hear it from me. But I tell you what I am going to do. I'm going to be your brother. I'm not going to be somebody witnessing to you, trying to win you. What I'm going to be doing is being a brother to you. And he said, I really appreciate that. And we stayed in a great relationship. Totally different lives. He knew I didn't agree with what he was doing and this and the other, but that didn't matter. He did his thing, I did mine. Years later, he comes to me and he says, I'm ready now. Would you help me? My life is just self-destructing. I need help. And so then I shared with him what I could share to help, and he ended up becoming a real follower of Jesus. I mean, really a big turn in his life. Died about a year later, 2 years later, but he had 2 years of just incredible change of life. But I really take the perspective, hey, don't shove it on people. Don't press on people. That's why I don't do it to you here. I'm just saying, here are the answers if you're interested. Come if you want, and then figure it out what you believe. So that would be my answer there.